If one wants any further proof or evidence of the importance of this great teaching, of the fact that it is the most highly generalized expression of the Buddha's experience of enlightenment, then one can turn to the Arya Pariyasana Sutta of the Majjhima Nikaya. This is a sort of autobiographical discourse. There are several of them in the Pali Canon, and they're very, very interesting. The Buddha, as an old man, to a monk, just relates some of the experiences of his younger days. How he practiced asceticism, how he gained enlightenment, about his thoughts and doubts, about preaching the doctrine, and so on. All in this Arya Pariyasana Sutta, the sutra or the discourse on the noble quest. So here, the Buddha relates the story of how, after his enlightenment, he wasn't quite sure whether to preach or not, whether to make known the truth he had discovered or not. And the text represents him as reflecting in this way, as saying to himself, I have gained this dharma. You notice the word dharma is used. Here it means, of course, truth, law, principle, reality. I have gained this dharma, which is profound, hard to perceive, hard to know, tranquil, transcendent, beyond the sphere of reasoning, subtle, to be known only by the wise. And then he went on to reflect, mankind is intent on its attachments and takes delight and pleasure in them. For mankind, intent on its attachments, it is hard to see this dharma, namely conditionedness, origination by way of cause, paticca samuppada. In other words, when the Buddha was reflecting by himself, and as he was saying to himself, well, it's difficult for humanity to understand what I have discovered. And what have I discovered? What dharma, what truth, what reality? Conditioned co-production, conditionality, universal conditionality. So this also goes to show that this is the first, the most highly generalized presentation of the Buddha's insight. As if to say that when the mind is enlightened, and when it looks out, when the enlightened mind looks out at all existence, at the whole of the phenomenal universe, what is the first thing that strikes it? What is the most obvious thing about it? That it's all conditioned. Arises in dependence on conditions, and when those conditions cease, disappears. This is the basic insight, as it were, so far as the world is concerned, from the standpoint of enlightenment.